the necessity for training. We hear this all the time. God is inside of you. As the New Testament puts it, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And Eastern tradition states, God is in you as you. Well, if that is the truth, and you believe it, how does that truth affect you? How does that reality influence your life and your actions? It seems if we really believe God is within me and you, and acted from this belief, the world would be a tremendously different place. The God within theme is reminiscent of an old Hindu story of creation. After the world was fashioned, the gods looked upon it and saw that it was good. And then sensed there was something more to do. They decided to conceive a creation such as themselves, and they would place some of their divinity inside each new being. So humankind was formed, and divinity placed in each new life. For some time, everyone recognized this divine and sacred nature within themselves and one another. But then people started to forget and began treating themselves and others badly. The gods were horrified at this desecration of divinity. And although they could not take this divine gift away from humans, they could hide it so it would no longer be neglected and mistreated. After a long discussion, one of the oldest and wisest of the gods exclaimed, "They will find this gift practically any place we hide it, so we will conceal this divinity within their hearts, for that is the last place they will look." As we shall see later, many of us spend our lives looking for God in all the wrong places. God lives inside of you and me. How does that work? The first thing to keep in mind is that God is not a thing or even a person. God is the infinite, loving, creative energy of the universe. Here is the way Emily Cady put it. God is spirit, or the creative energy that is the cause of all visible things. God is not a being or person having life, intelligence, love, power. God is that invisible, intangible, but very real something we call life. God is perfect love and infinite power. God is the total of these. The total of all good, whether manifested or unexpressed. We can be an expression of that energy. The German mystic Meister Eckhart suggested that God has planted himself in our souls, that the seed of God is in us. Scott Peck in The Road Less Traveled resonated with Eckhart by saying, "If the bud of consciousness that grows from the root of the unconscious God can become God itself, then God will have assumed a new form. This is the meaning of our individual existence. We are born that we might become, as a conscious individual, a new life form of God." What we sometimes call the soul is our true self, the self that contains and reflects the divine. Carl Jung, along with many other spiritual teachers, expressed the idea that you are much more than who or what you think you are. Your idea of self is usually limited to your narrow identity as an ego. You are much more than that. The kingdom of heaven is within you. In a very real way, whenever you are loving, compassionate, positively creative, you are experiencing and expressing Godness in you and through you. The expression of these qualities of God is also an expression of God. Now, here is where the human experience becomes so interesting. we have a choice to act from the qualities of God within us, what we call the Christ consciousness, or we can respond to life from our fretful, fearful little ego. Rather than trying to define the ego right now, just get a sense of the choices you have every moment. You can be upset, or you can be peaceful. You can be vengeful, or you can be forgiving. You can be petty, or you can be magnanimous. You can be critical, or you can be empowering. There are choices such as these every moment. It does not take a genius to look at the world to see the choices we are making and how most of us are responding to life. What is puzzling is why anyone would choose not to honor their godness. It seems as if it would be the most wonderful and powerful choice you can make. Why would you ever choose gossiping over saying nice things about somebody, or self-criticism over self-love, or being mean over being kind? Why would you choose anything over being one with God? It is a great question. In the beginning, if you have ever looked into a little baby's eyes, and if you have not, please do, what you see looking back at you is infinity. You discover yourself looking at a being that has it all together. We were all like that once. This is a simple model of how to look on the inside, or of how that looks on the inside. Our spiritual nature, what we are calling the soul, is always connected to the divine and is shining through our eyes. The little ego, which is the beginning of a personality or sense of individuality, does not have much to do and therefore does not interfere with the sense of spirit within. The spirit is the leading energy here. This integration of soul and ego is what Jesus was talking about when he told us to become as little children. He was encouraging us to enter back into that state of harmony and integration, but to do it consciously. In other words, Jesus asked us to be born again. He told us to be born again into this integrated awareness of the dominance of soul over ego, and to do that in such a way that we are conscious of it. The little baby is very well integrated with the soul leading the way, but the baby is not conscious of that integration. It is simply in its natural state. We as adults are asked to enter into that state of integration consciously, and we can exercise the choice to do so. There is a diagram in the book of a circle with the word soul written in it, and a smaller oval inside the circle containing the word ego. And this is labeled the integrated self, the unconscious stage. In other words, this is the stage the child is in where the soul is dominant, the ego has very little role to play, and yet the child or the baby is not conscious of this integrated awareness. It is simply, as was stated, in its natural state. Losing it. So what happened? How come we could not just move from unconscious integration to a conscious balance of ego and soul? Well, what happens is we get duped along the way. We get convinced that we are something other than one with God. We get convinced that other things are more important than being one with God. We become convinced that other things are more important than our spiritual nature. Now, those influences could be meaningful things in life, such as job or money or relationship. These aspects of life are certainly significant, but we have a tendency to make idols or false gods out of these important things. Our idols begin to take the place of our oneness with God, and we start losing touch with our true nature. We do not deliberately choose to put our spiritual self aside, but that is what happens. We forget the powerful maxim of Jesus, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all things else will follow." We forget the beautiful message in Emmett Fox's Golden Key. Whatever concerns you, stop thinking about it and think of God instead. We begin to seek our joy, our freedom, and our sustenance in sources other than God. God is inside of us, but we do not always realize it, acknowledge it, or act on that truth. What is happening here? How do you begin to lose something so significant and meaningful as your own spiritual nature and the presence of God in your life? There are times when you might wake up in the morning and wonder, who is going to show up? Is the person who knows God is in you going to show up? Are you going to perceive yourself as being in the flow of life, loving, strong, and gentle? Or is this self-centered little ego who thinks everything is about himself or herself going to take center stage? This dilemma of knowing what to do, wanting to do it, and yet going against your own positive desires is beautifully expressed by Paul in Romans. "I don't understand myself at all," he said, "for I really want to do what is right, but I can't. I do what I don't want to. I do what I hate." How do these dynamics happen to unfold? It is important to understand the process of forgetting. Then you can remember. You can get back to the belief God is in me and allow your actions to flow from that belief.